This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Masters Week. Forever emblazoned in my mind, watching the Masters in the basement of the Grand Forks Police Department with Tim Hennessy, longtime voice of the University of North Dakota hockey team. Flooding and Masters go together, and no exception this year. Although, thankfully, not as bad as it was that year in 1997, when there was no time to watch a golf tournament, I'll tell you. We were running around like crazy. You know, there are a few pockets of flooding that are causing some significant problems right now. If you feel like you're being ignored and not getting enough attention, if there's a need for volunteers or help or anything else, please know we would welcome your call here, and we'll get the word out and help any way we can. Because I know that's tough when you just aren't, you know, getting the attention you need. And I think there was a lot of hype about a lot of, and hype's the wrong word, but a lot of concern about where the flooding was going to go. And obviously the melt and the timing of everything worked pretty good. And so that lessened a little bit. That didn't mean some areas that didn't get hit didn't have some challenges. So. Anyway, long way of telling you, if we can help, please let us know. We're neighbors here. We can do this. We're neighbors. 800-228-0550 is the number you call. Put that in your speed dial and call us anytime. Text me at 701-367-2054. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is off today. Dustin Moore in his spot. Daniel manning the controls and taking your calls when you call today. Let me just give you a quick rundown of what we have on the program today. Not a lot of just time to talk about anything, so that's if you want to get something in on anything, now's the time to do it at 800-228-0550. I'll go in order. How about that? Bottom of the hour, Chris Christie will be here, former governor of New Jersey, former presidential candidate, former campaign official with the Trump campaign, ran the transition for a time. He's written a book called Let Me Finish, Trump, the Kushners, Bannon, New Jersey, and the Power of In-Your-Face Politics. He's been a friend of the president's for a long time, long before they were opposing candidates on the presidential side. They've known each other a long time and remain close. So I look forward to just getting a little insight to how he thinks the president's doing and a little bit about his story, and it should be fun. I have a copy of the book free for you if you give us a question that is the best. All right? We've got a few that are already coming in. Could use a few more if you have a question about Donald Trump or Chris Christie's, what he saw, or anything about Chris Christie, anything about the book, text it to me, 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. Best question for Chris Christie gets a free copy of his book, then you can read it for yourself. How about that? 10 o'clock, just after, we'll talk with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. A lot going on at the legislature. It's really crunch time. Appropriations looking at a lot of bills right now. So really very much looking forward to the overview of how things are going from his perspective. The Lieutenant Governor will join us. We're working on scheduling the governor later in the week. We have an interview with Chet Pollard we'll be doing. He's the House Majority Leader. Last week we were talking to Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner. So we'll get the House side now with Chet Pollard today. Working on an interview with Jeff Delzer as well, House Appropriation Committee Chair, as you heard Roscoe Striley last week tell us, probably the most powerful man in Bismarck. The appropriations chair. It's the power he wields and the decisions that he can make and those that follow his lead, even the leaders sometimes that follow his lead. And in my view, not always for the best. One of the reasons I've asked to talk to Jeff, because I don't want to give the impression that when Roscoe Strada comes on, or when I'm critical, or any other folks point to issues that he doesn't get a chance to defend himself and explain things, and so we're hoping that he'll take us up on that offer as well. And those would be tomorrow, okay? So Lieutenant Governor at 10. Then at 10:30, this can be kind of fun. We have our regular segment. Mondays during the legislative session have been sponsored by our friends at North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, doing a little later today at 10:30. And our guest is Tony Clark. Tony's a former Public Service Commission member. He is a former member of the FERC Commission. That's a federal board that he was a part of. Federal Electric Regulatory Commission or Counselor. I can't remember exactly the title, but powerful board. We want to have him weigh in on this idea of, wind as in all of the above energy alternative belong in the mix. Is it detrimental to coal, which then therefore threatens the baseload energy? A question that comes up a lot from our audience. We're going to ask about all that today on the program. Looking forward to it. You can email us with any questions you have. Just email me, Scott H at flagfamily.com. Call me, 701-258-0550. You can also text me at 701-367-2054. Big news over the weekend, Kirstjen Nielsen, the Homeland Security Secretary, resigned, or was asked to resign, or whatever. Point being, she's out of the position. Quick refresher. Remember the letter that Senator Kevin Cramer had? I got a copy of it. We read it to you. What did it say? It was to Kirstjen Nielsen, and it said, you've got an Army Corps of Engineers that you're giving these contracts to that is not going to be able to spend the money you have allocated, let alone new emergency money that's going to be coming from the Pentagon. You have a problem. Fix it. I gave that letter to President Trump when we interviewed him at the White House. Remember that? He said, boy, I'll check into that. I thought the Corps was doing okay. I'll check into that, right? Well, then the president goes down to the border last week and stands in front of 2 miles of wall that was replacement wall, not even new wall, replacement wall that was built with money authorized back in 2009. One could argue that's Obama's wall. Folks, if it takes us 10 years from authorization to building, is that any way to run a railroad? Of course not. Hogan Gidley, Deputy Press Secretary, was on with us recently. I asked him, as a follow-up to having the president on, it was last week. All this goes so fast, it's just amazing. And he said, Scott, that letter lit a fire. Remember that? I guess you could say that letter lit a fire under the administration. Now, last night, Kirstjen Nielsen dismissed. What does all that tell you? Let me know what you think about that. 800-228-0550 to Moorhead, Minnesota we go. And Craig is here. Craig, what's on your mind?
First thing I thought of was that letter. He's not being served well. He's been lied to, like you've been saying, for a couple of weeks now. I would like you to get Colin Peterson on, and we know that the Democrats want disorder. They want this border to be a mess so that we can say, well, he can't fix it. We got to get somebody else in there in 2 years who can fix it. And I want Colin, what are you doing this week to get your Democratic buddies that want this country to die because they hate Trump? It's outrageous, and it's a plan, and we can't let the Colin Petersons of this world get away with it. Put the pressure on. We're being disserved by this whole government.
No, I don't disagree with you. And I think that, Democrats, a few of them, are there any that are going to stand up and say, okay, enough of this, enough of this? I mean, look, we got to do it. The border crisis is undeniable. You can't say that's not a problem, right? I know that it's not popular to say that amongst Democrats, but anybody that's reasonable about this at all would have to say it is. So, one way this would, get fixed is if Colin Peterson, as a longtime member of Congress, Democrat, House Ag Chair, so tied in with leadership, would say it. A few others say it. I agree with you, Craig. But
and not only that, Scott, I have friends that don't listen to the same places I listen to. They don't think there's a problem. What problem? That's just manufactured because the media. And I'm sorry, but your friend Ellen is a big part of the problem. There's a lot of open border crowd that are don't give a damn. They want open borders. This country is going to look like India. Look at Bombay, India. Well, it's not Bombay anymore. Look at what they have going on there. Is that what we want in 20 years here?
No question about it. And isn't it sad that I can't argue with you when you say Dems hate Trump more than they love their country? How in the world can you your dislike for a president? I mean, he gives them fits. I understand that, and he is a force. There's just no doubt about it. He's exactly what we need right now, you know. But when you hate somebody more than you love your country, it's time for a gut check.
And they're saying they hate me too because I voted for him. It's not just him; they hate us.
That's true. The forgotten Americans, the ones out here that say, thank you, finally somebody's doing something about it. Well said, Craig. I appreciate your call. I'm glad you thought of that letter, too, because I did. I'll tell you what, when I saw she was gone, Hogan Gidley, the deputy press secretary, telling us that the letter had lit a fire. I mean, I give the credit to Senator Kevin Cramer, who wrote that letter and saw this long before it is the crisis it is now. Now the question is, however, what do we do about it? What do we do about it? More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mockerbraddock. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, and lower maintenance costs. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use biodiesel and diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Sponsor on What's on Your Mind, one of the many. We appreciate our sponsors here, by the way, on the program. You call, they go. Go Wireline, 701-572-0886, Williston and Dickinson. All right. Tells me from, this is a few texts here. It tells me the president doesn't pick the smartest and the brightest. Well, Kirstjen Nielsen was in the Bush administration. And did have a pretty good record, but I think she was more John Kelly's pick than the president's pick. But you could make that argument. I think every president makes picks that are duds, but I just think this president, when he sees a dud and the job not getting done, boom, you're gone. I mean, you okay with that? Another texter says Atlas shrugged. A question I would ask him. Okay, that's for Chris Christie, so I won't read that one. I got a call off the air here, though. 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. Text in your questions for Chris Christie or any comments. We use your question for Chris Christie and designate that as the question of all the questions that came in. Then you'll win a book. Copy of his book, Let Me Finish, Chris Christie. So get those in, 701-367-2054. Here's an off-air call came in during the break.
I used to live in Arizona, Tucson, Arizona, and we used to hear reports all the time from the towns of Douglas and Nogales, some of the other small communities there, that there were massive amount of thefts of property, people's houses being broken into by illegals that were crossing the border illegally. And these coyotes, as long as they make their money, as soon as they dig, put them across the border, they say, well, there's America, go for it. But between Nogales and the town of Sasiba, there's nothing out there for 95 miles but open desert. That's near the Pipestone National Forest, National Park. And Pipestone National Park is semi-desert. In the summer, it gets 115 degrees out there. Here's 10 people with one gallon jug of water between them all, and they point them out that way, and the Border Patrol finds dead people out there all the time during the summer. One year, there were over 110 dead illegals that died of thirst out there. This is men, women, and children. That wall has got to be built, and it's got to be stopped, because nobody is addressing that issue at all of the deaths that are occurring out there. Once the wall is built, it will stop, or at least slow it down a great deal. And I really hope the president really gets on this thing and gets away from the Army Corps of Engineers. They're worthless. They need to get that fellow from North Dakota out there to build that wall, and he'll get it done. That's my opinion anyway.
Thanks for the call. You're talking about Tommy Fisher and Fisher Industries, and, you know, that was part of the premise of Senator Kramer's letter to Kirstjen Nielsen, saying, okay, this isn't happening fast enough. Corps of Engineers is letting these, you got to use private contractors. And the Corps kind of, in fact, I know of a bid letting not long ago where they said, we're going to pick three preferred vendors and that's it. Well, the preferred vendors are stocked with former Corps people and it's just a game. Now, I have nothing against the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. I don't care. If they can build it, build it. But when somebody's saying we can build 2 miles a day, and somebody else is just finishing something they got money for in 2009, who are you going to pick, for crying out loud? I think it's kind of a no-brainer, absolute no-brainer. I really do. All right, 258-0550 is our telephone number. Tell us what's on your mind. Somebody said, what's with this weather? Yeah, I can't even believe this, but there is a winter storm. I have some details on it that is coming, and snow is part of the winter storm, which it usually is, unfortunately, but accumulating snow across southern North Dakota tomorrow night through Thursday, says the Weather Service. A potent storm bringing accumulating snow from the northern Rockies to the western Great Lakes Tuesday night through Friday. Heaviest snowfall expected across much of South Dakota. Far southern North Dakota has a potential of receiving 3 to 6 inches. Most of the snowfall in North Dakota should accumulate from late tomorrow night through Wednesday. At this time, it appears that areas along I-94 may see only an inch or less of snow. So it is south of I-94. So it's not a wide impact for North Dakota, but if you know, we got a lot of good folks there too. So some people are going to be impacted, but not all. If you're planning travel beginning Tuesday night across southern North Dakota, and especially those planning to travel to Wyoming, South Dakota or southern Minnesota, check the latest weather and road conditions and stay up to date with the latest forecast. Texture says, how about that finish? Auburn, Virginia. I thought it was sad. Absolutely sad is what I thought. I really did. I was pumping for Auburn, mostly because it's just Virginia. I don't know. You know, I'm a little tired of Virginia for a number of political reasons. So that's like why I was an Auburn fan. Wanted them to go. But anyway, Virginia does it. It was kind of neat to have three. I can't believe they called the call. To me, you don't call something at that point of the game unless there's blood drawn, right? That's my view. But, okay, they call it. Then the kid goes to the free throw line and sinks three free throws. Woo! Unbelievable. Anyway, I'm going to go Texas Tech tonight. Should be fun. Yeah, we got the Masters Week. We got Final Four. We got weather. We got a lot going on here, folks. My goodness. Can't even believe everything happening. And shakeups at the Department of Homeland Security. And I think it's great news. I think it's fantastic news. All right, a few more questions for Chris Christie pouring in. Last chance to get those in, by the way. He's going to join us in a little bit. And if you want to text in a question, you have a chance at winning a free copy of his book, 367-2054. Adam says, how can it be winter? How can it be a winter storm? Spring began weeks ago. Yeah, well, snow, I think, makes it winter. But you're right. It's a spring storm with snow. I guess. I don't know what else to make of that. So, a little rough. Texter says, why do you not mention God? Well, I don't know. I think I have when I feel it's appropriate. It goes on to say, all of you, I think that means everybody on these radio stations, God works through the president and the vice president. People should know respect to the King God put in place to bring this nation back to what Jesus Christ has ordained. God bless you all. Well, thank you for that. Yeah, appreciate that very much. And I think you're right. God works through the president, vice president, and a lot of people, right? Especially if they're recognizing where their power comes from. All the more. It's been one of the things that's been interesting about Donald Trump on his faith journey that I've learned a little bit about from Mike Lindell of MyPillow, who's become close with the president, conversations with him, as well as Ben Carson, who continues to this day to be one of those that is, you know, surrounding the president with the faith, and of course many evangelical leaders as well. So drives the media absolutely crazy. How can they like a guy like this? How can they like a guy like this? Here's what always kills me about that is they don't understand. Okay, the evangelical community recognizes we're all flawed. Every one of us is flawed. We all have sins. Nobody's perfect in this world. See, they recognize that. So they and the media, they just go along continuing to, you know, be the heathens they are without recognizing that, you know, there's any need for repentance or, you know, to do better or anything else. So, you know, why would anybody else do that? So Donald Trump doesn't do that. How can you like him? Oh, my gosh. It is kind of annoying. There's no doubt about it. All right, short break. Come back when we do. Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey, top confidant, I would say, of President Trump. And some history with the Kushners. We'll talk about all that coming up. Don't go away. For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically, but as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life, and this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Israeli elections are tomorrow, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has come out with an 11th-hour promise to annex part of the occupied West Bank if he's reelected. Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat says that move would throw the region into a state of chaos and would be the death knell for a two-state solution.
And this man, Mr. Netanyahu, should be held accountable to all the actions and policies that he's pursuing to destroy the two-state solution.
Netanyahu trying to pick up right-wing voters who support annexing Jewish settlements in the West Bank, settlements which are considered illegal under international law. President Trump says Kirstjen Nielsen has resigned as U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security. There are numerous reports saying the president pressured her to submit that resignation. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Bell has come up with the best set of sheets money can buy. And that's saying something. Part of the way he's done this is by using Giza cotton from the Mediterranean. It's in the Holy Land, and it is evidently the best conditions for growing cotton anywhere on the planet. And now you can get Giza dream sheets from MyPillow. So you slide into bed at night and just have that smooth, comforting, just feels like, oh my gosh. They are amazing. I know because I sleep on them. 800-506-9028. Here's the deal. 30% off plus free shipping. You get 30% off plus free shipping. Right now, promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. We have to get Mike Lindell on one of these days. We'll have to have him back and talk about some of the things that are happening. He's been a busy guy, and I know he was very gracious in his funding for the movie Unplanned, which we're getting all kinds of texts and emails from folks that have seen it. So it's a fabulous movie, so we'll have to do that. Our next guest served two terms as governor of New Jersey. He was a U.S. attorney for the District of New Jersey, led the fight against terrorism in the post-9/11 world, took on gang violence, gun crimes, political corruption, and across his political career as champion fiscal responsibility, educational improvement, and government reform. Most recently devoting himself to the national battle against opioid addiction, serving as chair of the President's Commission on Combating Drug Addiction and the Opioid Crisis. University of Delaware grad, Seton Hall's University School of Law, legal and political commentator for ABC. Somebody has to try and keep the fake news accountable. Our guest today, Governor Chris Christie. Governor, how are you?
Great, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, glad to have you on, actually. We have a mutual friend in Drew Wrigley.
Yes. Yes, Wrigley and I served as U.S. attorneys together in the Bush 43 administration, and he and his wife are just great friends of mine and Mary Pat.
Any day now, he's supposed to get a vote in the full Senate. He'll again be a U.S. attorney, so he's going back into the battle.
Well, listen, the president couldn't make a better choice. Drew did an amazing job in North Dakota in a number of different capacities, as you know, and I'm thrilled that he's going to be back on the law enforcement team because he did a great job when he had it the first time.
You're going to chuckle about this, but I've read your book in preparation for this interview, and when I heard the news yesterday that Kirstjen Nielsen was leaving the administration, I went back to kind of the book and the work that was done in vetting some of the candidates, getting some things ready for the transition that you were a part of for a while until it abruptly ended. But I know you continue to talk with the president. I know you continue to root for him and help him. I was glad Kirstjen Nielsen was relieved because I think she was bad news, but should she have been there in the first place is my question for you.
Well, I think, again, this was a product of a process, which I talk about in the book, that was done like on the back of an envelope. And when you do that, you wind up making some choices that aren't a good fit. I think that the problem there was with Kirstjen, that she and the president were never really on the same page. And you can't have a cabinet official who's not on the same page as the president. We saw this with Tom Price at HHS. We've seen it in a number of different examples over the course of the first 2 years of this administration. And that's the problem with doing this kind of by back of the envelope. And, you know, this is a domino effect too, Scott. Like, you make a choice, like Ryan's previous for chief of staff initially, which I don't think was the right choice. You have to replace him. So you take John Kelly, who I think was a good choice for Homeland Security, and you move him from there to chief of staff, and then you've got an opening at Homeland Security that you're not the least prepared to fill. So I hope that the president takes his time in picking a new person, and that most importantly, this person supports the president's agenda and the mission of DHS as the president defines it. And if he does, then he'll wind up with a good person.
He says he likes the idea of some of these secretaries being acting. Gives him a little more flexibility. What do you make of that?
I don't make much of it, to tell you the truth, Scott, and I've told him that. Every secretary, whether you're confirmed or not, is acting. Okay? You serve at the pleasure of the president. And as the president has shown today with Kirstjen Nielsen, as he showed with Tom Price and others, when he wants you to go, you go, whether you've been confirmed by the Senate or not. So I think that one's semantics over reality. The reality is, when a president wants a cabinet official to go, they say, thank you for the opportunity, Mr. President, and they submit their resignation.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Now, it's clear to me that the president has a management style that just he wants a show of strength, he wants action, and when he's not getting it, it's a bad deal. I handed him a copy of a letter when I interviewed him about a month ago at the White House that was from our Senator Kevin Cramer to Kirstjen Nielsen saying, hey, you're giving jobs for border wall construction to the Corps of Engineers. They are not spending the money or building the walls anywhere near fast enough to fulfill the president's promise. You're not going to spend what's been appropriated, let alone money we still want to get you from an emergency declaration or anything else. And when I did that, the president was, you know, he said something to the effect of this. He said, I want that letter. I want that letter. And I said, I've got it here. I'll give it to you before we're done. He turned to Hogan Gidley, his deputy press secretary, and he said, Hogan, make sure I get that letter. Nobody else, I want that letter. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I took that to believe that there's too many filters for this president and that the swamp is not serving him well. I mean, that the people he does have are not serving them well as being kind. Our swamp, are rooting against him. Is that happening in our own in his own administration?
It has happened at times. There's no question about that. It has happened at times, Scott. And I think that the president is concerned about that, rightfully concerned about that, and he's taken steps to try to put people in place. And this is what I was talking about with Megan. You know, the fact is that, you know, we need to make sure that we get people. The president takes the time to select people that are consistent with his agenda and don't have a separate agenda. And I think at times he hasn't taken the time to figure that out. And it's cost him in certain instances. And so, that's why I think he's so hep on getting outside input from people like me and others to make sure that he's getting all the information that he needs to get.
Can he beat the swamp?
Sure. Sure he can. But he's got to pick his spots on where he wants to beat them. You're not going to beat them on every fight every day. And nor do you have to. You have to decide what are your priorities. And of course, you know, for the president, he's laid those out pretty clearly during the campaign. That's the stuff in my mind he should be focused on. He's already gotten tax reform done. He's doing a great job on regulatory reform. You saw that he focused his White House on getting conservative judges and conservative U.S. attorneys across the country. He's done a great job on that. So all those things I think are really, really important. He's got to decide now on immigration. Who's the team who's going to get the job done the way he wants to get it done and do it?
You know, we had a call earlier that said the view that they hold is that the Democrats hate the president more than they love the country. And it seems like, well, you can't obviously speak for every Democrat, that the ones in leadership in the United States Congress fit that bill. Do you agree with that?
You know, you broke up there for a second. Can you just repeat the question?
Sure, yeah. So I said a call earlier made the statement that the Democrats hate Trump more than they love the country. And I said that's a broad statement, obviously, with that Democrats, but it sure seems as though at least leadership Democrats and a majority in the caucus in the House and Senate, that fits the bill. And I'm asking if you agree with that.
Oh, listen, I don't think what I would agree with is that they do hate the president and that they are focused, almost exclusively trying to make sure that the president's agenda is thwarted and that he's not reelected. Now, I don't think they hate Trump more than they love the country, but they have a much different view of what a great America looks like than Donald Trump does and that many of us do. And those kind of battles are the ones that we need to have politically. But there is no doubt in my mind that at times they do things that are inexplicable, meaning the Democrats, because they are completely distracted by their intense hatred for the president.
By the way, we're chatting with Chris Christie. The book is called Let Me Finish, Trump, the Kushners, Bannon, New Jersey, and the Power of In-Your-Face Politics. Question from a texter who wins a copy of your book with this question. With both political sides continually throwing bombs upon the other, how would you advise the president on how to get his agenda completed? And would the governor ever consider working for the president directly in a cabinet position in order to assist him getting the American agenda done?
Well, on the second part, I have considered that at times. The president and I haven't been able to come to a place where there's not that he's offered. I felt like it was important for me to issue governorship for, or now out of what I'm doing in private sector to be really helpful in that regard. But I always take the president's calls, and if the president wanted me to do something that I thought I could be very good at and could really be helpful, of course I would serve him and I would serve the country as I've done before with other presidents. Secondly, on the first part of the question, the president's got to decide what's realistic now with the Democratic House. And what he can really get done from a legislative perspective between now and the election in 2020. I don't think there's much. I do think that he can work as he's working on the immigration issue to try to get some of that stuff done from an executive action perspective. But legislatively, I think the only thing he'd have a chance to get done, and something I think he should try to get done, is an infrastructure plan for the country. I do think that we need to look at the way our infrastructure, roads, bridges, mass transit, airports need to be modernized in this country. And I think a partnership between the federal government and the states to do that would be something that I think you could really bring people together on.
You, speaking of positions in the administration, would probably have had one if you had remained as head of the transitional, the transition team. You talk in the book about how that was undone. One thing I didn't pick up in the book is, your son, for instance, was leaving with you the night of the election, and Jared Kushner wanted a picture of the three of you to commemorate the moment, right? And then later you're thrown under the bus by Kushner. So was it a love-hate thing, or what was the deal?
You know, I tried through the book not to draw conclusions for the readers, but let them draw their own conclusions. I think that what went on that night was pretty hypocritical, because I think, and I have every reason to know from talking to others, that the decision was already made by Jared to relieve me of my duties as chairman of the transition during the week after the election, and that despite that, he asked for the picture. So you can draw whatever conclusions you want to draw from that.
Yeah, that's interesting. I want to talk more about Jared when we come back here a little bit as well. Let Me Finish is the name of the book. Chris Christie is our guest, a former governor, presidential candidate, and U.S. attorney as well. Been to North Dakota. campaigning here for so we've had the chance to see him here as well, and fun to chat about the book. We'll finish our conversation on the other side of the break. On What's On Your Mind, don't touch that dial.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking Karen George.
It's not every day somebody buys a house, and buying a house is a big deal and a big decision. And when you can help someone who came from nothing, who didn't have great credit, and now they've got great jobs and they're making great money, and you can help them see that, look, you could actually have the American dream. You could own a home. That's a big deal. You know, that's a big deal. And it's so good to be part of that.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Ethanol is part of North Dakota agriculture. Just imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Tyson Rosenau, who had a message for all of us.
Renewable energy and burning North Dakota corn in the tank really helps us out, and it's good for everybody.
Tyson, what kind of impacts would come from a North Dakota with no ethanol?
It would drastically change the way we farm, that's for sure. Marketing our corn, corn demand would be greatly reduced to the point where we wouldn't be farming it anymore. So ethanol has been outstanding a way for us to get rid of corn as far as basis levels, just being able to find a home for all this corn that we grow. And sometimes people say we're too good of farmers in the United States of America, and we just got to find a home for all the bushels we raise.
How about one more message before we let you go for everyone listening?
Put E15 in the tank when you can find it. Help out as corn farmers.
Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Like a fresh start, and my friends at the University of Mary encourage you to take the first steps towards just that. Find out about their undergraduate, graduate, and certificate programs, affordable choices to enhance your skills, advance your career. Mary values your prior education and life experiences. Find out how your past experience can be included in your individualized plan of study. Most courses available online in the evenings. Either one, your choice, allowing you to choose the best way to learn. Classes start every 5 weeks. Mention what's on your mind, this radio program. Tell them Scott sent you, and your application fee will be waived, 701-355-8030 at the University of Mary. More of our conversation now with Chris Christie. The book is Let Me Finish. Just to finish on the Kushner thing, is he helping or hurting the president?
I think that he has helped in some instances, but he's done more harm than good. And I think, listen, this is the nature of having family members in official jobs. I just don't believe that it's the right thing to do. And here's why. Everyone's going to make mistakes in jobs. The most talented people, Scott, are going to make mistakes. And sometimes those mistakes are severe enough that they deserve termination for those mistakes. How are you supposed to fire the person who you're going to have Thanksgiving dinner with? I mean, it becomes impossible to deal with. And it also affects the other folks who are on the staff because they're afraid to disagree with a family member because they know that family member is going to have the last word. They're going to be the ones up in the residence talking to the president. There's going to be the ones at Mar-a-Lago or at Bedminster on the weekends. And so I just don't think it serves the president well in a micro or a macro sense to have family in official positions. Family will always be informal advisors. You're always going to run things by people that you trust. But having them as official members with jobs in the administration every day in offices in the White House, I just think doesn't serve the president well, and I don't think it has served the president well.
And yet, I would understand as a total Washington, D.C. outsider how it's great to have that sort of comfort bubble, if you will, of people there. Ivanka's certainly doing great work, but I hear you. They could do that work without a quote-unquote official position. Do you think the reason he was given an official position was because of the work being done in the Middle East, specifically in Israel and trying to broker something there? Do you think that was why that was necessary?
Well, I think that was part of it, but I think it's also what they wanted. And I think the president gave them what they wanted. And that, because let's face it, we've had lots of people outside the government who have been envoys to the Middle East over the course of the last 60 years. People who have been informal envoys who've gone over and especially if you go over as someone who is a relative of the president, no one's going to question your credibility. Just because you have an ID card that gets you into the White House, doesn't make you, credible. Or more credible than you would be just by being related to the president, having the president send you. So I don't buy that, Scott. I really don't. I think this is what they wanted. The president gave it to them without, I think, completely factoring in the ways that it would create some problems for him.
I had a chance to visit with Donald Trump Jr. During last midterms. Shortly before the elections, and I asked him some personal questions about his dad, like, does the guy ever sleep, and he did just talked about, described the typical day where really he hardly does, right? It's like 3 or 4 hours. He's just unbelievable. I mean, he's working at a pace that no president in recent memory has. Personally, I know you've known him a long time and known Melania, and I just wonder, like, on Melania and Barron and the family, how tough is this personally on the family, this job?
Well, listen, it's really tough because there's no time off. There's no taking a vacation. There's no taking a break. The job follows you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I think that Melania has done the very best she could to shelter Barron from it. And I think they've done a very good job of keeping Barron out of the public eye, letting him have as normal a childhood as you possibly can under these circumstances. But there's no doubt that it is something that is dominating every aspect of your life every day. Now, I can tell you that I know the president worked these kind of hours and didn't sleep and all the rest of that when he was running his own business. That's just who he is. That's his ethic. That's what he does. So in some respects, the only thing that's different is the extraordinary level of attention and the extraordinary vitriol that he's gotten from a lot of the media, something that he was not used to when he was in the private sector. And I think those things have really ratcheted up the stress and the anxiety. But I can tell you from talking to him, he seems to be dealing with it pretty well. This is a guy who can compartmentalize, focus on the task at hand, and puts the work in that he needs to put in to be able to get it done.
Last question from a listener. Have you had any second thoughts about your decision not to run in 2012?
No. No. I mean, listen, it may seem like a quaint thought in current times, but I just didn't feel like I was ready. I had been governor for 16 months. I felt like there was a lot more I needed to learn, especially about the world and foreign policy, before being the commander-in-chief of the United States. And so I know others felt differently, and the current president felt differently. But for me, I just felt like there was no way you ask people for their money and their vote if in your heart you don't feel like you're ready. So no second thoughts.
We love your fighter spirit, that in-your-face politics you talk about in the book, Governor. Thanks for the time today and sharing your constructive criticism on the administration. We got to do that once in a while, even though we're rooting for him, as I know you are. And
I totally am. I'm with him, and I'm voting for him in 2020.
Thank you, sir. Nice chatting with you. Governor Chris Christie, great book. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hinman. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com. Our rigs team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.